Good morning. Today is Friday, the 15th of October. This is the Office of Morning Prayer. If you would like to follow along, you may do so in the Book of Common Prayer, beginning on page 78. Additional resources which you may find helpful include a Bible or morning prayer for Fridays in the season after Pentecost at sharedprayers.net. You are welcome to speak or sing the office, or you are welcome to simply listen. All are valid ways to participate in morning prayer. If you have a prayer book handy, we will begin on page 78. The hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such the Father seeks to worship him. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. The earth is the Lord's, for he made it. Come, let us adore him. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The earth is the Lord's, for he made it. Come, let us adore him. The psalms appointed for today are Psalm 16 and 17. Psalm 16 and 17 can be found in your prayer book, beginning on page 599. Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people. But those who run after the other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. Their libations of blood I will not offer, nor take the names of their gods upon my lips. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have upset the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not fall. My heart therefore is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope, for you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hear my plea of innocence, O Lord. Give heed to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which does not come from lying lips. Let my vindication come forth from your presence. Let your eyes be fixed on justice. Weigh my heart. Summon me by night. Melt me down. You will find no impurity in me. I give no offense with my mouth as others do. I have heeded the words of your lips. My footsteps hold fast to the ways of your law. In your paths my feet shall not stumble. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear my words. Show me your marvelous loving kindness. O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who assault me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed their heart to pity, and their mouth speaks proud things. They press me hard, now they surround me, watching how they may cast me to the ground, like a lion greedy for its prey, and like a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, confront them and bring them down. Deliver me from the wicked by your sword. Deliver me, O Lord, by your hand, from those whose portion in life is this world, whose bellies you fill with your treasure, who are well supplied with children and leave their wealth to their little ones. But at my vindication I shall see your face. When I awake, I shall be satisfied beholding your likeness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38, verses 14 through 28. Later, King Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah the prophet and had him brought to the third entrance of the temple of God. The king said to Jeremiah, "I'm going to ask you something. Don't hold anything back from me." Jeremiah said, "If I told you the whole truth, you'd kill me, and no matter what I said, you wouldn't pay any attention anyway." Zedekiah swore to Jeremiah right there, but in secret, "As sure as God lives, who gives us life, I won't kill you, nor will I turn you over to the men who are trying to kill you." So Jeremiah told Zedekiah, "This is the message from God, God of the angel armies, the God of Israel. If you will turn yourself over to the generals of the king of Babylon, you will live. This city won't be burned down, and your family will live. But if you don't turn yourself over to the generals of the king of Babylon, this city will go into the hands of the Chaldeans, and they'll burn it down. And don't for a minute think there's any escape for you." King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, "But I'm afraid of the Judeans, who have all already deserted to the Chaldeans. If they get hold of me, they'll rough me up good." Jeremiah assured him, "They won't get hold of you. Listen, please, listen to God's voice. I'm telling you this for your own good, so that you'll live. But if you refuse to turn yourself over, this is what God has shown me will happen. Picture this in your mind. All the women still left in the palace of the king of Judah led out to the officers of the king of Babylon. And as they're led out, they are saying, 'They lied to you and did you in, those so-called friends of yours. And now you're stuck, about knee-deep in mud. And your friends, where are they now?' They'll take all your wives and children and give them to the Chaldeans. And you, don't think you'll get out of this. The king of Babylon will seize you and then burn this city to the ground." Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, Don't let anyone know of this conversation if you know it's good for you. If the government officials get wind that I've been talking with you, they may come and say, tell us what went on between you and the king, what you said and what he said. Hold nothing back and we won't kill you. If this happens, tell them, I presented my case to the king so that he wouldn't send me back to the dungeon of Jonathan to die there. And sure enough, all the officials came to Jeremiah and asked him. He responded as the king had instructed, so they quit asking. No one had overheard the conversation. Jeremiah lived in the courtyard of the palace guards until the day that Jerusalem was captured. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our first canticle is Canticle 10, the second song of Isaiah, Quaerite Dominum, found in your prayer book on page 86. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found. Call upon him when he draws near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the evil ones their thoughts. And let them turn to the Lord, and he will have compassion, and to our God, for he will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as rain and snow fall from the heavens, and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, seeds for sowing and bread for eating, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that which I have purposed, and prosper in that for which I sent it. A reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Friends, let me go over the message with you one final time. This message that I proclaimed and that you made your own, this message on which you took your stand and by which your life has been saved. I'm assuming now that your belief was the real thing and not a passing fancy, that you're in this for good and holding fast. The first thing I did was place before you what was placed so emphatically before me, that the Messiah died for our sins, exactly as Scripture tells it, that he was buried and that he was raised from the dead on the third day, again, exactly as Scripture says, that he presented himself alive to Peter, then to his closest followers, and later to more than 500 of his followers, all at the same time, most of them still around, although a few have since died. That he then spent time with James and the rest of those he commissioned to resent him, and that he finally presented himself alive to me. It was fitting that I bring up the rear. I don't deserve to be included in that inner circle, as you well know, having spent all those early years trying my best to stamp God's church right out of existence. But because God was so gracious, so very generous, here I am. And I'm not about to let his grace go to waste. Haven't I worked hard trying to do more than any of the others? Even then, my work didn't amount to all that much. It was God giving me the work to do, God giving me the energy to do it. So whether you heard it from me or from those others, it's all the same. We spoke God's truth, and you entrusted your lives. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second canticle today is Canticle 18, A Song to the Lamb, Dignus Est, found in your prayer books on page 93. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God. For you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. and yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God, from every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits upon the throne, and to Christ the Lamb, be worship and praise, dominion and splendor, forever and forevermore. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. When Jesus finished placing his charge before his 12 disciples, he went on to teach and preach in their villages. John, meanwhile, had been locked up in prison. When he got wind of what Jesus was doing, he sent his own disciples to ask, "Are you the one we've been expecting, or are we still waiting?" Jesus told them, "Go back and tell John what's going on. The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the wretched of the earth learn that God is on their side." Is this what you were expecting? Then count yourselves most blessed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As we finish our week together, I invite you to take 3 slow breaths. We continue on page 96 in your Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under your care and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went up not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servants, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those suffering from COVID-19 and its secondary harms may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you for the honor of your name. Amen. At this time, I invite your prayers of thanksgiving and intercession, either silently or aloud. At this time, I continue with our diocesan and our diocesan cycle of prayer. We pray for the ministry of church, treasurers, and financial officers. For our parish community, we pray for those on our parish prayer list, including Dennis, Marge, Joanne, Jennifer, Lou, Jackie, Nancy, Russell, Mary Esther, Linda, Susan, Bill, Caitlin and Billy, James, John and Tony, Vicky and Irene, Joey, Adam, Nancy and family, Connie and Nick, Dylan, Sean and Bill, Stephine, Patty, Nicole, Gary, Cass, Sandy, Joe, and others whose names have been added since this was recorded. We also remember the recently deceased of our parish community, including Destiny, Dan, Evelyn, and Angie, and also those we remember either silently or aloud. We continue with the prayer of St. Chrysostom, found on page 102 of your prayer book. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make your common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.